Hello everyone, welcome on back in. You know who this is, Faith the Course for the Divine Faith, and we're going to take a little bit of a look at a chart that I just recently put in the system for this whole situation when it pertains to the Supreme Court. I won't say the name about what it's about because you guys know how it is in the period of time where there's a lot of censorship going on. I just wanted to take a look, like I said, at this particular chart to see what's going on. Now there's a particular technique in astrology where you can pull a chart. You can ask a question, put in your details, the date, the time, where you're at. It's called horary. And here you can determine if you and this person will possibly get married, if you guys will break up, if you guys will reconcile. Okay. Now this is pretty complicated. I'm still learning, but I kind of got the basics and I've been able to, like, I can see other people's like horary or stuff, but it's hard for me to look at my own because, of course, you know, I'm biased when it comes to my own situation, my own situation. So yeah, but when it comes to other people's, I can dissect it. Okay. So this will be something else that I will talk about in the vault eventually, but when it pertains to this particular situation with the Roe versus Wade. Okay. So at the time that I cast this particular chart, the 10th house, which is the highest point in your chart. Okay. It looks just like a natal chart. It doesn't look any different. The highest point in your chart is the 10th house. So if you're standing in the middle of a field, let's say it's a humongous compass and it's been drawn in like a crop field, I don't know. And you have northeast, south, and west. If you look directly up north, north is your 10th house. South is your fourth. East. Nope. Yes. No, west is your first house. East is your seventh. Those are your cardinal directions, hence the cardinal signs. Okay. So with this, at this particular time that I casted the chart, you know, the 10th house, like I said, is in Cancer. We all know Cancer is ruled by the moon. The moon is what? Your emotions, also your your popularity, but also moon is the mind. Mercury is the intellect. So if your moon is debilitated, like if your moon is in a sign that it does not do well, like moon in Scorpio or moon in Capricorn, shoot, maybe even moon in Aquarius, you may struggle when it comes to processing emotions. How you process emotions may not even make any sense. It may not even be logical, but your moon is processing things based off of what sign it's in. That's why you may have to work a little bit harder at expressing yourself or saying the wrong thing. Also, house placement. If your moon is in the 10th house, if your moon is in the 11th house, or if it's in the 8th house, the same thing would apply to you as well. You know, maybe not as extreme, but it just depends. So with that being said, right now the moon is, for this particular situation, the moon is in the 9th house. Okay, so that is the house of your education, higher education. So could we possibly assume that this has been something that has been under review for, well, let's check the time. This is something that probably has been under review for maybe 3 months, but we're just now hearing about this. Okay, there may have been more information or there may have been other news that came out in regard to this before, but maybe we didn't pay attention to it. Because the moon is in the 9th house and Mars, which rules the Supreme Court, is in the 6th house. So it's in a house of mutable, changeable. Hence why I said, even with the moon being in Gemini, this is up in the air. This is not defined because Mars is in Pisces. The moon is in Gemini. The moon, it's like it's whatever in Gemini. Seriously. Now, the moon is debilitated in Scorpio. I believe it's in fall in the, is it Scorpio? I think it's in fall in Capricorn. Yes, it's in fall in Capricorn. It's exalted in Taurus. So the moon being in Gemini, it's like, it's whatever. I'm just floating around in here. But also Gemini is, of course, the ruler of Mercury. Well, Mercury is his ruler. That's the intellect. So their reasoning behind getting rid of Roe versus Wade, it doesn't make any sense, even to the natal chart. The moon is just like, your reasoning behind it doesn't make any sense, besides the fact that you want mothers to, or women to, make better decisions. That's the way it's coming across, just based off of what I read it. Now, this may be a little bit of a stretch, but you know, me casting this chart, okay, the first house. So the first house is the house of self. Okay, because again, you guys know your rising self, your rising sign, that's your first house, that describes yourself, so they say. Debatable from my point of view. but with me asking this particular question, I could have said, how is possibly the scrapping of Roe versus Wade going to affect me? Now, with Venus being me representing the first house, Venus also ties into marriage. Now, I may be sounding a little bit crazy, but I wouldn't be surprised if they even had the conversation floating around that, hey, you know, we'll keep it if it is revised to where you can get a cancellation. We're going to call it a cancellation. You can get a cancellation as long as you're married. 3 years of marriage. Now, that may sound crazy, but you guys know crazier shit has happened. Literally and figuratively. but you know, and I know that sounds crazy, but I can almost see that. Like, you have to be married a certain amount of time before we can even say that, yes, you can move forward when it pertains to you getting a cancellation. Because again, Venus, you know, is, you know, marriage. And then right now, Venus just moved into Aries. You know, Aries is that spark. And Venus is at fall in, I'm trying to think. Venus is at fall in Virgo because Venus is exalted in Pisces. So Venus is at fall in Virgo. It's exalted, like I said, in Pisces. It is, maybe I have it backwards, but either way. It's in detriment at, what is it? What's the in Aries? Oh, that makes sense. Because the opposite of Venus, the opposite of Libra is Aries. But let me check my sources to make sure I got that right. Venus is at home in Libra and Taurus. Venus is in detriment, not doing well, in Aries and Scorpio. I was right. And it's in fall in Virgo. See, I'm getting good at this, people. So right now, Venus is in detriment because it is in the sign of Aries. It just moved into the sign of Aries. So, you know, but even outside of the Roe versus Wade, we're probably going to be going through a time period where there's going to be a lot of divorces. Because right now Venus is in fall. And again, Venus is tied to marriage. So with it just entering there. So this is divorce season. This is breakup season, people. So if you hear my readings for the month of May and it's just like, this is some bull crap. Venus is in fall in Aries right now. The planet of marriage and also the planet of wealth is in fall in Aries right now. So also be very careful about your spending. Watch your spending. Don't be trying to, like, you know, buy an island and you can barely pay at the Dollar General. That just wouldn't make any sense. But anyway, so, you know, like I said, with the moon being in Gemini, it's a lot of chit chatter right now. But also the moon is making a negative aspect to Mars. It's squaring it at the time that I made this chart. So moon and Mars are going at it right now. You know, Mars wants to be lofty. Gemini wants to be lofty as well, but it's almost, they're competing to see how ridiculous can I sound over you. That's why it feels like this is a lofty goal. This is a lofty aspiration. It's been talked about for 3 months. It's been circulating around for that amount of time, probably longer. Okay. Maybe it's been circulating around since, maybe it's been circulating around since actually Mars was in maybe Capricorn or Aquarius, whatever. But that was months back. Almost 3 months back. So now we're going to look at, you know, the Supreme Court. In this particular chart, you know, the Supreme Court is the seventh house, because the seventh house is your legal issues, your court cases. So if you want to ever know about anything like that, you look at your seventh house. Now, if you have to pay out some money to your two court cases, your eighth house ruler and your seventh house ruler make an aspect, then you may not come out on top if those two are like conjunct, sextile, square. If they are, like I said, aspecting one another, then you may not do well when it comes to serving people or trying to take people to court. Okay. But of course, anyway, so with the Supreme Court being signified by the seventh house is an Aries. So that just makes sense. You know, it makes sense for, you know, I wouldn't even be surprised if the Supreme Court people won't be showing their face anytime soon pertaining to the public, because they don't want to be attacked. That's coming up next, possibly, because again, the Venus just moved into Aries and Jupiter is right behind it. When Jupiter gets into Aries, there's going to be a lot of shit expanding tied to wars, battles, anger, but also sex, passion. So you may see a lot of shit eloping. You may see a lot of marriages that don't even make no damn sense, but somehow they're trying to do it. But again, we got to think about it, because Venus is going to be debilitated. So these probably are going to be a lot of annulments going on. Okay. But the seventh house on this chart is at 3 degrees Aries. Okay. So with that being said, you know, Aries at 3 degrees, when it pertains to the degree theory, it's acting, a cameo, ruggedness, rustic nature, fond of country life. Remember I just said about Gemini and the moon in Gemini? It's lofty. They know this is something that is just way too big to even possibly happen. I mean, I would even possibly be curious as whoever it is that leaked this. It was either a newspaper, a highly educational newspaper, or it was somebody who worked at a higher institution that may be connected to somebody on the Supreme Court. And I also do feel like somebody on the Supreme Court is having major health issues. So I wouldn't be surprised if the person who has the major health issues is possibly the one responsible for said leak. They may have said something to somebody unbeknownst to them that it was going to get out, and somebody ran with it. It may not have even really been what they made it out to be, but here we are, people. Again, the public, you know, and the moon is sitting at the top of the chart, so it's out there. You know, what time does it come out? Like 9 o'clock a.m.? I would probably, or 1700 hours? They probably, this email probably happened late last night, but we just now heard about it, probably about 9 a.m. this morning. Okay. But even outside of that, like I said, because with the Supreme Court being in the sixth house, you know, somebody is dealing with an illness. And we have the number 14, which is, I believe that's a Taurian degree. Okay. Taurus, it's somebody who probably has been there for a while, like 14 years, I would say, serving on the Supreme Court, 14 or more. Okay, maybe between like 14 and 28. I don't know if you can serve on the Supreme Court that long, 28 years, but it's somewhere in between that time frame who will be the culprit. And they may even be a Taurus or Pisces, this said person that may have accidentally leaked. Okay, because again, the third with the Aries third degree in the seventh house, acting. So this may be a lie. You know, there may literally be something else going on. Like there may be something else going on tied to health that we are not paying attention to right now, because this is an act. Okay. Aries, god of war. I'm just thinking about, you know, mythology speaking, you know, God of war. There, the health crisis is pretty bad, and I think they are using that as a catalyst, maybe, or an excuse why. Okay, this would totally make sense for us to do this right now, knowing that this is lofty. This is like, you know, that this is out there. But the intent may not really be what we think. But let's go down to the Supreme Court. In this chart, is ruled by Mars. Mars is in Pisces. It's whatever. The Mars is exalted in Capricorn. It's at fall in Cancer. It's okay in Cancer, but I really wouldn't. I don't want to be here. Mars is in detriment in, what is it? Because it's Mars is in detriment in Taurus and Libra. Okay, it's at home in Aries and Scorpio. So I don't know if I talked about that before. Maybe I did. Okay, either way. So we have 14 degrees Pisces, but also Taurus is tied to, of course, money, the second house, investments. Okay. So Pisces, 14 degrees. It says directness, ambitious. Remember I said this is a really tough thing. Okay. Determination, headstrong, secret, hurt, long journeys. So remember I said that this has probably been something that's been floated around for the last 3 months. It could be longer, which I kind of was getting at from the moon being in Gemini. This probably may continue to still be talked about, maybe even through the duration of Mars in Pisces, which may be another month. So it's weird because whenever I was shuffling the cards, I said something may be coming up when it pertains to this in the month of June. And that may possibly, I may be a month or two off, but Mars will be moving to Aries. Then it's really going to go down. but Mars is at home in Aries. Mars, Aries, 2022. I think it might be June or July when it moves. Mars moves into Aries on May the 24th and leaves July the 5th. So remember, I said June. So keep that date in your particular mind. But yeah, this is ambitious, definitely. And like I said, whoever the Supreme Court justice is that is going through a tough time, medically speaking, they are the ones that probably started the conversation or that is driving this conversation on this particular issue. It is, and it comes across like this is somebody you probably wouldn't even expect to push this sort of thing, okay? But right now, they're not in their right mind. But also, it's saying the Supreme Court technically isn't necessarily in his right mind. It's headstrong because it's also the Supreme Court's in Pisces right now, which is like, you know, delusionment, you know, gas, because that's Neptune, you know. I'm telling you, I just feel like somebody spilled the beans because they had some sort of health situation going on. They weren't thinking, they may have been drinking whenever this happened, but this is something that just came out of left field. Even the chart is saying so. This came out of left field. Now, right now, Chiron, the planet of the healer, is in the Supreme Court sign, Aries. Okay, Mars, it's at 14 degrees. So let's see what 14 degrees Aries is pertaining to this. 14 degrees Aries, freedom, love and popularity, suicide, teaching. What's the point? What are you trying to teach people? They feel like that maybe doing this will teach people a lesson in their mind from making lofty decisions. We're trying to force you to think about this more. Remember I said it's possible. They may even possibly go as far as saying that, hey, there's going to be stipulations on this. If we don't overturn this, I feel like they want to overturn it to adjust it to what they feel like it should be. They want to adjust it to, hey, like, it's like literally going backwards. Because again, the 10th house, the top of the chart, is in Cancer. Cancer rules over the past. It literally is going backwards. Maybe back to the time of Andrew Jackson was that 1800s, where it's almost just like, you know, I mean, I hate to say it, people. It's coming across where it feels like we may be going to a time where you may even be looked down upon if you're not married. Like literally going backwards in some type of capacity. So I'm just making you aware, but I feel like they are going to try to change it. So they may change the name altogether, but there's going to be stipulations, I feel like. And with the Chiron energy here in the seventh house, you could, in a way, it's like taking away your freedom from making this particular decision. because the Chiron energy is not aspecting anything. It's kind of just like not really rogue, but it's not making any aspects. It's separating from the moon. So it wants to take away. It's like, women, you have too much freedom. I want to push you back to the old time frame, 1800 time frame. Okay, maybe the 80s, now that's not far enough. It needs to go back further. I mean, some may even possibly say 1747, but that's just me getting energetically up in there. So 1747 to about 18 something, maybe that was the time period that Andrew Jackson was born. I'm gonna have to look up when Andrew Jackson was born, because I don't know. Andrew Jackson. Damn, I was close. What did I say? 1747? He was born in 1767 and he died in 1845. So we're close. Something about his energy is circulating around this chart, and I don't know why it keeps coming up. So I don't know what he has to do with this. Maybe he is a descendant of somebody sitting on the Supreme Court, and for some reason they feel now is the time to bring out my ancestors' agenda, probably from 1800s. Okay, but I'm just gonna pull a couple tarot cards and we're gonna see if what we talked about actually makes sense. Roe versus Wade, are they serious about overturning this decision? Is the Supreme Court serious about overturning it? Look, I think they know this is ambitious, yes. I really don't think it's going to happen. Not now. I mean, I don't think it's going to happen, you know, unless I could be wrong. But I'm telling you, there is a single, I almost call whoever this person is that is in charge of this, I almost call them a single cell organism. So I am so sorry. I was not trying to say that, but it just came out that way. There is a single individual who is the one behind it. Like I said, it's either a Taurus or a Pisces, or it's a fixed sign. Okay. They will back off of it like they have before in the past. Somebody told them in the past, don't do it, don't do it. But whoever this person is, they either have dementia or they are regressing. Their health is not in a good spot. So right now they're throwing shit out there that doesn't make any sense. But from what I'm seeing here, they want to take away the freedom of a woman. But honestly, they may even be trying to talk it up and be like, because I don't know why I'm getting the energy like maybe, you know, some people going for a cancellation because they find birth defects. It may go as far as that is saying, unless the child has a birth defect and you can verify that by testing from a doctor, you better not touch that baby. That's the energy I get. So those are the stipulations. Birth defect, okay. Married, okay, after a certain amount of time, then we'll give it to you. But outside of that, uh-uh. Okay, and coming up, there may be a comeback being made when it pertains to parenting classes, or, you know, those classes that you had to take in school that educated you when it pertains to like kids and stuff like that. That's going to be revamped. It may not be soon, but I feel like that sex education, maybe there's going to be more talks about that whenever Mars moves into Aries. Okay. Nine of Wands. From what I'm seeing here, the cards are saying that it doesn't really look like they're going to move forward with it, because the first energy out was a Four of Swords. You know? But again, it feels like their goal is to revamp this. So when they revamp it, it's still, in a way, the new rules would still be impeding on people's freedoms. Don't get it twisted. Now let's look at, in one more, let's look at the past life cards, which I have to use the big kahunas for these particular type of questions, because this is something rooted way, way back before I was even thought of, honestly. Let's see. Ha! They're trying to model something after China, Japan, Asia, somewhere where they have some sort of rule tied to children, or, I don't know, cancellation or something. Lessons and blessings, high priestess. Oh, Okay. Is there a woman on the Supreme Court? I mean, there's probably a couple women on the Supreme Court, but I don't know if one of them is sick. But like I said, whoever this is, it's a Taurus or a Pisces. Even the Galactic card comes up like, this is like ambitious. Okay. Scribe or writer. I'm telling you, they want to change it. They want to overturn it so that they can change it completely. There's going to be something pertaining to transgender or something like that. Gender reassignment that's going to be changed or something's coming. Okay. Something is coming. Mm-hmm. They're trying to send it back. They feel like that, of course, doing, you know, the cancellation goes against religion. This, you know, look, United States is deeply rooted in Christianity, people. Okay, I mean, it's a cancer, for crying out loud. The United States is a cancer. July the 4th, 1776. Okay, cancer is deep-rooted in the past. It ain't going to go away from its values of Christianity, faith. So, look, this probably won't be the first time nor the last time when it pertains to this. But from what I'm getting here, it looks like a no. But it will try, okay? It will try. It also may even go a different route and come up with something else that may impede on the freedom of women in some type of a manner. Because the way it comes across is like, look, if I can't get you right here, I'm going to get you in another way. That's the way it comes across. It absolutely comes across that way. And one last thing, the Midhaven, the 10th house, the public is at 3 degrees. 3 degrees is Gemini. So I need to see what 3 degrees Gemini, what 3 degrees Cancer is. 3 degrees Cancer, sensuality, extravagancy, reckless, prone to, there will be riots, uproars. Maybe. When Mars moves into Aries, if they're still talking about this, which they may, because I said something about June, and that may be what makes them back off. But we'll have to stay tuned. So this is all I got, guys, whenever it pertains to this particular situation. I'm still learning this astrology thing. Hopefully I explained it in a good enough way for you guys to understand, as well as gave you some newfound predictions. But thanks for sticking around, and I will see you guys later.